News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning. It's Friday. Bad Bomb, November the 16th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning, Bad Bomb.
Well, good morning. A little yucky looking outside, but yeah. All in all, a great day to be up on this side of the grass, you know?
Yeah, Linda is, literally, this morning is a fashion show for Mercy Hospital and for the annual Christmas tree fund. So Linda's, involved in that with the ladies. So she'll be, she'll be checking in occasionally. We've got a lot of things to talk about. We have some people on today. We're going to talk first, we're going to talk about Cascade Christmas, which is a great, great thing. But then we're going to have Jen Powers on, Dr. Jen Powers, who is in battle with Shasta County and the Resource Development Department, the permits, Gee, what a surprise. And there's some front page news today, which is not a surprise because everybody that's been following this knows it, but we're going to talk about that after our break. That concerns that department and the people in it. What else are we going to talk? Oh, you know what? We're going to talk about the impact of taxes. And the hidden impact it's going to have from people that are in that, that 250,000 and above. And you go, oh, well, who cares? Well, you should care because it's going to impact on you. If you're under that 250,000 mark, if you're in that 50, what's the average or the median? Something like 55,000. Unless you're in Shasta County, then it's less than that, of course. But before we get into any of that, any of the economic part and the fact that there's a war starting in the Middle East again between Israel and and the Palestinians in Gaza and what's going on with that. I mean, we're talking major stuff here. We're not talking a couple of shots across the border and a number of other things that are going to be happening. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondek.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are once again in negative territory. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 58 points at 12,485. The S&P 500 down 7 points at 1,346, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 15 points at 2,821. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 247 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America is down a penny at $9.08. Pfizer's up 8 cents at $23.74. AT&T down 48 cents at $32.94. And ExxonMobil off 75 cents at $85.40. Of local interest, PG&E up 16 cents at $40.33. Safeway's down 8 cents at $16.22. And Reading Bank of Commerce up 2 cents at $4.43 a share. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.59%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.25%. Oil's down 92 cents a barrel at $86.37. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $1.70 an ounce at $17.1349, while silver's down 18 cents at $32.43. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. A little more good news there. Hey, but you know what? Here's why it's so important that Chris and Josh and Susan and Kathy. Because they're going to be able to tell you exactly up to the second what's happening in Wall Street and places that you could put your money where it's going to be a lot safer than just poking and praying, man. I tell you that. So head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561. I think am I right there? Look over
243-7561.
243-7561. And they're on here on KCNR Live at 710, 810, and 905 Monday through Friday. Can't say enough about them. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come on back, and we're going to get started. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Take a bite out of crime.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 7:13 in the morning, November the 16th. Let's talk about some things that are going on, my friends. Hey, you want up to date what's happening? Don't read things, and even though the Record Search Site is our great friends. Just talked to Silas yesterday, in fact. We berate each other on things. But I think that that the Record Searchlight provides a hell of a great service in this town, in this community. Is it perfect? No. Could it be better? Yes. But it's what we have. And they do a good job. But we were talking about some of these things. Anyway, but I want to start with what happened last night at Turtle Bay. I know that may sound a little... But at Turtle Bay, what you get to do is, you know, you find out the latest, what's going on there at Turtle Bay, and Five Star Bank had this thing, and it was for an anniversary for them, and Five Star Bank, of course, being one of our sponsors and the ones that helped us, had played a huge part with getting us on the air, and they are a small business bank. I mean, that's what they focus on, and they do a lot of great work here. I mean, this isn't an ad for them, I'm just telling you the truth. And they're expanding up here in the North State, which is even better. Eric Wittstrom, who heads up this whole Northern Division, is an honest man that, you know, a lot of times you can go to banks and you try to get an answer out of them and it takes weeks. Oh, we have to run it through this, run it through that. I tell you what, Eric cuts through all that and can give you an answer in a day, that hour or something. Hey, this is what I'm thinking about, Eric. I mean, he has told me before, hey, that's a great idea. Let's do this. And he's also said, Carl, and you might want to go back to the drawing board with that after he stopped laughing about things I was saying. But anyway, I was there at Turtle Bay, but I was talking to people last night that were there. And here, impact of taxes, all these new taxes. Okay, you say, well, I don't make $250,000. It's really not going to impact on me. The Obama tax, the Obamacare tax, the Proposition 30 tax. Well, that really doesn't impact on me. Well, yes, it does. And let me tell you how. And I've heard this also from a CPA the other day. And this is what the CPA said. I have a client that makes over $500,000 a year. Net. Okay, so that's pretty good. But his extra taxes right now are over $12,000. And you think, well, okay, that's $1,000 a month, and he still makes a lot of money. But what that means is $12,000 that doesn't get spent or go into the economy. And what's the effect on that? Say he was taking a vacation. Say he was going to go fly fishing up here and take it, you know, once a month. You know, and that's what he used for that. Or he's going to take a bigger vacation and travel to the United States. Whatever it is. Buy a car. I don't care. That money's not going back into the economy. Now it's going straight to the government. So the government can spend it better than you. But the one I really heard last night was, if all these taxes go in, there's people that their tax rate is now with the state, in the feds, in Obamacare, and everything, their tax rate becomes 53%. 53% of every dollar they make goes to the government. 53%. So for every dollar they make, they get to keep less than half. Now let's take this a step further. In this case, the gentleman has a foundation. He and his wife have started a foundation to help kids with education. Well, he runs this foundation, and it's a very successful foundation. They run it lean, but they, you know, so all, you know, the money goes to where it needs to be, is to help the kids. Well, that foundation and other charities that they have become associated with are in danger of losing his contributions because he's just not going to have the money. He has to, you know, I mean, he's not going to be able to support those foundations, just like we get from other people that have sent us the emails that said, when they get, who support charities and say, I'm sorry, but when people voted for higher taxes, that means I have less money to spend on those. I have less type of income to spend on this, disposable income that I can spend on charities, on events that I used to. Here's the impact when you have those higher taxes. Oh, you know, they can afford it. Well, yes, they can afford it. But what it does to everybody else when you have tax rates that go 53%, and that doesn't count sales tax. If you know, they tried this one time. Oh, let's just have the luxury tax on yachts. Do you remember that, Bad Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're just going to tax yachts because only rich people buy yachts. Well, what happened? The yacht building business in the United States on the East Coast collapsed. Because guess what? You tax that and they're not going to buy them. Or they find ways to go someplace else. So they had to rescind the yacht tax, the rich person's tax, because it put everybody else out of business.
Nearly all luxury yachts are now built in Taiwan.
And many, many are. And I tell you, there are some still in the United States, but they rescinded that tax. Now, can people pay more taxes? You know, we're going to. I'm going to pay higher taxes. Am I in that $250,000 rate? No. But I'm paying higher sales tax. Am I going to get caught in the Obama, 3.8%? Probably if I sell a house, I'll get caught. Bad Bob may get caught. I mean, these are things that there's, and trust me, it's not just for people $250,000 or more. It's going to be other things that are happening. So when you think about it, oh, yeah, let those rich people pay for it. First of all, there's not enough rich people to do anything here. I mean, you could take all of their money, and guess what? It takes you could take all of their money, and that would run the government for 8 days. Ah! So perhaps we need to cut back the government. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Perhaps we need to cut back the government. Record Search by Bruce Ross. He said, you know what? California could balance its budget. And he said, it could if if it cut its spending, and if the economy grows, it could, if. Or, with a supermajority that Democrats have in Congress, they could just keep raising taxes on us, my friends. Oh, yeah, they could. And guess what? It won't all be $250,000 people. Oh, no. It'll be things like, oh, let's have a tax on soft drinks. They're not good for you anyway.
Oh, yeah. Can't live in the country.
Why is it a group of people that will say it's okay to tell a woman to abort children? If yet they'll tell you can't have a soft drink. I don't understand that. Okay, we'll be back in a minute. I want to talk about what's going on here in town. The code violations. I want to talk about crime in motels. I had a great meeting yesterday. I want to talk about that. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Turn the music into gold.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hey, Linda, guess what's happening at Tobacco and Brew this month?
$3 all month for their special Double Dark Mocha. You can get it hot, iced, or blended.
And I understand that Tobacco and Brew is serving up organic coffee.
That's right, from Guatemala. It's organic coffee where you can get it bulk or by the pound.
That's right, and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town.
Come and check out the new wine, Smoking Loon, just $10.99 a bottle. It's a fabulous Chardonnay with a slight oak taste with hints of apple and mango. I love it.
And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And if you want to go out and get that cup of coffee and sit down outside, they've got plenty of places to do that. Sit there with your friends.
Winners around the corner. Come in and get your coffee mugs now. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from C.R. Gibbs.
Hey, hon, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
This is Edk Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Edk Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
I hate to bring sadness.
Twice in a week. First she hit me with KFC.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. I hate to say this, my friends, to all of the North State and to the people that are listening, at 7:25 in the morning on KCNR 1460. Throughout the world, when you are listening to us on our worldwide internet, Hostess stopped shutdown production last night.
No more ho-hos.
No more Twinkies.
No more cream filling.
No more cream filling in those cupcakes. No more Wonder Bread. And why? The unions beat them down. Last night, Hostess Cupcake, Hostess, you know, Hostess companies, shut down production all throughout the United States. They're selling off their, their different departments or companies, like the cupcakes and ho-hos and Twinkies to other people. I can't imagine a Twinkie made in China is going to taste the same. It can't. It can't. Hostess Cupcakes, gone. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, another large company just shut down. Oh, look, more good news, huh? Okay. Let's talk real quick here because we have guests coming on all the rest of the time. Let's do the weather. We haven't done that.
We got a special weather statement from the National Weather Service. Wet and windy today. Series of storm systems will move through the interior of Northern California. We won't see a huge amount of rain on the ground, but it's going to get cold, wet, and windy. So if you're not used to that, you're going to want to plan accordingly, especially if you're doing early travel plans for Thanksgiving.
That's this weekend?
That is over this weekend.
All right.
Today's high 56, the overnight low 51, not a lot of temperature spread. Steady rain tomorrow morning and winds 10 to 20 miles an hour in Reading at this time. We're showing 47 degrees and scattered showers on the radar. And the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. They had pizza night last night. Huge success. And they're going to have, of course, music this weekend and great food. But you always should have a reservation up there. Seating's limited. 474-5546. Okay, the Resource Department. Resource Management Director, Russ Mall. It appears that the last code enforcement officer in that department leaves. And you know why? You know why that's, I mean, That could be horrible. Bad Bob. Because we know that... Do you have that ready? Because we know that under that department, if...
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
There you go. That's Russ Mall. Say that one more time.
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
All right, and now we have no code enforcement officers. Why did that code enforcement officer leave? They won't say. It appears that they're leaving the ship. Why is that? Russ Mall's leaving. He's retiring. Glenn Hawes is leaving. The code enforcement people are leaving. What's going on in the resource management division? We need to find that out. The inquiring mind wants to know. You know, of course, they are locked in the legal death struggle with Anselmo Vineyards over, permits and code enforcement. And, the county has spent well over $200,000 on this battle, with a lawyer that's not even from here. I think they're from Los Angeles. So, you know, what's happening? This guy is leaving, and for what reason? Russ Mall is leaving. Glenn Hawes is retiring. All of this kind of, you know, this whole lawsuit was kind of around, you know, kind of around that division and everything. So it'd be interesting. I would like to see a follow-up on this from our great friends on down here at the Record Searchlight. Okay, quickly. Yesterday, great meeting down at the Red Line Hotel with the Reading Crime Watch people. Ed Roman, Kurt Starman was there, but Chief Rob Pelletti was there, Missy MacArthur, Gary Cadd, Francie Sullivan. I mean, just everybody was there. And all a bunch of business owners. They said around 50. I'd say it was closer to, 100 that were there. Anyway, what they're saying is, how do we get these motels? Now, if you listened to the show yesterday, Chief Rob Pelletti said, this is how you do it. You know, we go in there and the people just go in under what? Code enforcement. And, guys, that might slow down a little bit now. Under code enforcement, make sure these things are happening. Well, Kurt Starman gets in. He says, you know what? He says, we could. And Kurt says, I'm not a big guy on making new ordinances. And I don't know if that's true or not. But he said there could be an ordinance that says that it calls for background checks on owners and property managers of the hotels, annual inspections. Now, that just was thrown out there yesterday, and the hotel owners and everybody will have a chance to comment. But Ed Roman said assumption that if it's worth, you know, it could be worth, you know, that extra cost to us if it's done correctly, because you need to get rid of the problem around here, which is a hotel that has 400 calls for police. That's ridiculous. So how do you do this? So you start an inspection thing where you start moving these people out of there that are just staying there. It's like a cave. It's an overpriced cave that doesn't even meet the standards. This is a good step forward. The Reading Crime Watch, these guys, these men and women, are having a direct impact on the crime in our city and our county, and they need to be supported. They need to be joined. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are under pressure on the last trading day of the week. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 30 points. Meanwhile, industrial output in the U.S. unexpectedly fell in October as Superstorm Sandy disrupted production. But the underlying tone remained consistent with slowing manufacturing activity. Manufacturing has weakened since the spring, partly because companies have scaled back on purchases of long-lasting goods. September's production figures were also revised lower. And all we want for Christmas is a tablet? That's according to the Consumer Electronics Association. The CEA says the tablet computer tops the holiday wish list for adults this year. World peace and a smartphone round out the top three. Consumers are expected to spend $252 on electronics this year, only slightly higher than the $246 they spent last year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns.
Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an ENERGY STAR high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an ENERGY STAR heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Redding, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us!
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I don't want to bot. Linda's getting ready for this. And I guess I'm being drugged into it, too, but it's the Christmas tree. There's a, you know, the Mercy Gill Christmas tree fantasy, and there's a fashion show today. And it's going to be really interesting. So we're going to be there. And so Linda's there with all the ladies getting ready for that. 7:35 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. This is going to be a tough weekend. And because of that, this is why you need to call Alliance Heating and Air, our friends down there, because they are there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, any make, any model, they can fix, repair, or service. They believe in quality. And they believe in treating you like they would somebody in their own family. Give them a call at 221-2642. Been in business since 1992. And check out their website, homecomfort.org. And you people down in Red Bluff, Anderson, they can help you down there, too. So give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. And I am here with the stars of A Cascade Christmas.
Hello.
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 Hello. Jana Laird, who is the big kahuna behind this. Is that right?
The director, yes.
The director. Well, okay, you're the boss.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, it's beautiful. You do great work.
Thank you. Thank you.
You took over last year or the...
Last year, yes, was my first year as the director for the Cascade Christmas.
Okay.
But I've been a performer with the show for the past 8 years.
So tell us, what is Cascade Christmas going to be this year?
Cascade Christmas is a whole new show. It has all new illusions and fantasies, and the cast is completely new and different. The drops are different. The music's different. The sets are different. The songs are different. Every single piece of the show is completely different. So, yeah, it'll be great. Come on down and see it.
That's super. Okay, did we say magic?
Magic, of course. Santa's in the show. You got to have some magic.
Oh, that, of course. Okay, now let's talk to some of the other people that are going to be in the show. And we're just getting more and more now as every time the door opens, there's more elves come running in. Let's talk to Michelle Marks. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
And what are you doing this?
I am a dancer. And this is my third year performing in the show.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also the dance captain.
The dance captain.
Yes.
Do you have like a little uniform that says cap on it or something like that?
No, they just know it. They just know.
Okay. Now, in your lap is Caleb.
Yes, this is my son, Caleb.
Caleb, good morning.
Hello.
And what do you do, Caleb?
I sing and dance.
You sing and dance. Okay. Now, what's one of the songs that you... I mean, you don't have to sing it right now, but what kind of songs do you sing in this?
Oh, Christmas Tree.
Oh, okay. Now, are you part of a group or are you like a solo kind of guy?
Hello.
Okay. This is his first time on radio.
Yes.
But I can see right now, he's looking around. He says, I want this. I can do this. This is easy. Okay, and Angela Baumgartner.
Yes.
Okay, we got, is everybody on? Or is it just she needs to get a little closer? Get a little closer. Well, if she got any closer, she'd be, okay, inside the microphone. All right. Now, you are a singer.
I am. Love it.
Now, do you have a number of numbers?
We have a number, yes. Several songs.
Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm. There's a new one called Merry Christmas to Me. That's going to be very surprising. Also,
frankly, I like the title already.
Yes.
You kids don't pay attention to that.
Another new song. There's five women singers on Home on Christmas Day, and it's just a beautiful, touching, heartwarming Christmas song.
And so they're on Home on Christmas. Is they by themselves?
Five singers, yes.
Okay, so they're just kind of like there and singing about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, can you draw analogies to people? Are they like their husbands are gone? Are they older? Or is it like maybe they're deployed to in a war?
Yes,
or something
yes.
Like that?
There's lots of those scenarios. Okay. It's just singing about wish you were here with me, but you're here in my heart.
Oh, it's a killer right now. I can tell.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Now, was this written by somebody in here, or was this came from someplace else, or?
No, it's a new song, but it's becoming very popular.
Well, that's great. All right. Now, Gianna.
Yes.
All right. Now, how many people are we talking about in this thing?
There's a cast of 38.
Wow.
All the way from age 5, which little Bethany here is in the show, and she's 5 years old.
She is.
Yes.
Okay. Push that down. Push that one down. Bethany, say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. Now, what do you do, Bethany?
Well, I'm a little girl, and I get picked up by Santa.
Well, that's pretty big, huh? So you kind of like that? Yeah. Okay, she's shaking her head up and down. Yeah, I would, too. If I was 5 and being picked up by Santa. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, what else is going on, Jana?
And then the two other girls that we have here in the studio, one, they both have a acting part in the first act.
Okay.
And all three of these girls are sisters.
They are. Okay, now tell me your names.
I'm Lindsay.
You're Lindsay, and you are?
I'm Natalie.
And you're Natalie. Oh, you know what? You look like a Lindsay and Natalie. And so what part do you two play?
I'm a little girl that believes in Santa Claus and stuff, and but my sister does not, so it's kind of like a naughty nice.
And so you're the naughty?
I'm the nice.
You're the nice. Oh, you must be the naughty then. Is that you?
Oh, the naughty one is not here.
The naughty one's, that's good. You know what? That's good. We don't want naughty here. We just want nice.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, Jen, how long have you all been working on this?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've been thinking and developing the show since summer before that. And then we have auditions in August, and we start our rehearsals in September.
Now is there a lot of people that want to participate in this?
Oh, my gosh, yes. We had over 150 people come out for auditions just for the show.
Oh, my gosh.
And we casted 38. Yeah, a lot.
Have you thought about growing it for next year, if you got that many?
Is it about as big as we can get it? Can get it right now. And I don't think I want to do much more because I really want everyone who's involved to have an integral part. And if you have too many people...
You don't get that.
Yeah.
Okay. Bob's on the phone right now, otherwise we take a break. Let's go back to Michelle. Okay. Let's take a quick break here. We come back, we can talk to everybody again and talk about how you get tickets, when it's going to be, and all that. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Thank you.
This is Edgay Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Edgay Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
I'm not sure where that's from.
That's Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's a Mad Russian.
Oh, the Mad Russian. Okay. We're back. KCNR 1460. Free Fire Radio, right here with Carl and the Bot. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If it's got a little ding or crack up to 24 inches, Jeff can fix it. Jeff can guarantee. Jeff guarantees his work. I had a 12-inch crack in my windshield 4 years ago. He fixed it. You can't even see it. 4 years. He can do that. Head on down to 3280 Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373. Cold weather. You get a little ding in your windshield. Water gets in it. It freezes. It cracks. Or the heater hits and it cracks. Go down and see Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. All right, we have somebody on the phone. Good morning.
Well, hey, good morning. You know, we're getting ready here at the Red Line for the Mercy Guild Fashion Show, which is called, you know, the Winter Wonderland.
This is Linda, in case you haven't recognized that voice.
I had to call because I knew Jana and Katz was going to be on this morning. And I just wanted to share with our listening audience that last year and the year before, I went to go see the Cascade Christmas. And it conjures up for every person from young to... I don't want to say old, because nobody's ever old at heart, but you know, that it brings something to everyone. It is an absolute delight. It is, you can be introspective. There's cheerfulness. There's joyfulness. There's, the costumes are amazing. I can't wait to see what Jana, that y'all have up your sleeve this year.
Thanks, Linda. It's going to be great.
And it's great to hear the kids, and we celebrate and embrace you and the cast for all the hard work. I know Mrs. Claus. She called me, and you know, of course, in the North Pole, and was telling me all of the work that all the little elves and helpers and dancers are doing, and of course, you're at the helm. So we're all looking forward to it. I just want to just cheer you on while I'm doing this one. We think you guys are great. We can't wait, and get your tickets now because they are selling out quickly. If not, you probably have a couple of nights already sold out. So
yep.
All right, thanks.
Thanks so much, Linda.
Hey, sweetie, are you still there?
Yeah.
Jenna's going to give you a call as soon as they're off the air.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, take care, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Love you, too. Okay. Now, speaking of tickets, how do you get tickets?
You can call the box office at 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
And you can order. Now, you all usually sell this out, so... You want to get your tickets early.
Yes. There's 10 shows, and something unique that we've done this year is for all of the matinee shows, I think we have a total of about three or four matinee shows. Mm-hmm. After every matinee show, anyone can go on stage and visit Santa and take a picture, which we've never done before. Yay. So bring your cameras.
You know, I understand Santa is getting his lap into a shape so people can sit on it.
He is.
And
he's been working that lap out.
That's what I've heard. So, okay. Now, so we got, how long does it last, the whole show?
The whole show is about an hour and 45 minutes.
Okay, an hour and 45 minutes and broken down into?
There's a 40 minutes first act, 20 minute intermission, about 40, 45 minutes second act.
Great. Yep. Okay, we're talking 38 people. We're talking beautiful children here. And talented singers and dancers.
Very talented.
You've imported them from all over.
I have.
Scouted. They're coming in from the Bay Area and they're coming in from?
Oklahoma.
I mean, it's not everybody that comes. But you know what? As I was telling Michelle, is that she didn't realize this. I mean, she had an idea how Redding has become the epicenter of the art and culture of America. And people don't realize this, but we had Kathleen Kennedy here premiering Lincoln. It was in 8 spots in the whole United States, and of course, this got most of the acclaim and most of the attention right here in Redding. So it's easy to see where you can attract these people from all over.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, the how much time is it taking rehearsal to do this?
Oh, gosh. The dancers are rehearsing anywhere from 6 to 8 hours a week, and the singers are rehearsing anywhere from about 5 to 6 hours a week. And some of the singers double as dancers, so they and then the kids are rehearsing.
Kids love this song.
Oh, my gosh.
They just keep going.
Yes, they do.
You have to drag them out.
I have to keep up with them.
Angela, how long have you been singing?
I've been singing, gosh, probably since, 27 years.
27, so practically in the womb.
Yeah, practically.
Practically.
I started formal training when I was about 16.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It sounds to me, like, you know, if the people you have in the kids are all excited. You know, they're all cute and looks like they want to, you know, they're really getting into this. So, here, push that over one more so I can talk to the kids one more time. Are you excited about this?
Yes, very excited.
And is this your first show?
No, this is my second.
Okay. And where'd you go to school at?
I'm homeschooled.
Okay. Well, good. Which is why your diction is so well.
Yeah.
And what about you? Well, you're all sisters, so you're all homeschooled. Yeah. But how many shows for you?
This is my second.
Your second, too. Okay. Now, do you do any other shows?
I don't think so. I've done Traveling to Broadway.
Okay. And you?
I did Sound of Music.
Sound of Music. Excuse me. Am I better?
Yeah. A little more boost.
A little more boost. Okay. So you did Sound of Music, too. Okay, that's great. You know what? What a great crew we have here. I tell you what, you know, Cascade Christmas, first of all, without even seeing you, I know it was going to be great. And now after seeing everybody, it's going to be the best one yet. Do you think so?
I believe that.
I believe that. What about you, Caleb?
Me too.
Okay, well, you know, that's smart. Sitting on Mom's lap, she can reach you right now. Janet, one more time, where people can get tickets, and when it's going to be. The big thing is, when is it going to be?
It opens the day after Thanksgiving with a matinee show and then an evening show.
Okay.
Same thing on the Saturday. So you can get tickets, again, at the box office, 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org, with shows Friday, November 23rd, and Saturday the 24th, and Sunday the 25th, and then the following weekend, which is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay. Now, these are selling out, my friends.
Yes.
So get these. And I tell you what, I guarantee you, you're going to have a great time. We've always had a great time with the Cascade Christmas. All right, got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey there, Papa Bear. You exercising with dinner plates?
Well, Sugar Bear, I'm working out to improve my intake capacity.
Your intake capacity? What does that mean?
Well, with our breakfast, lunch, and dinner portions so enormous that I just can't finish them in one sitting. So I'm working on my intake capacity.
Papa Bear, you don't need to eat it all in one sitting. In fact, at the Black Bear Diner, we want our guests to sit down for as long as they want, enjoy their families as much as their food, and if they have plenty of our homestyle comfort food left over to take home and enjoy again, well, that's great.
Ooh, that's a relief. I'm exhausted. And I broke four plates.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365- 3793.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B851.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, Redding Crown Motors, serving, of course, the North State and Redding. Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Okay, you want a good deal, it's Christmas, and you know what's going to happen on January 1st? Sales tax goes up. Yes, goes up. Maybe this is the time to buy. You can say, well, I was going to buy a new car, you know, next year. You may want to save money by doing it now. And the people at Crown Motors, the men and women at Crown Motors, the team down here is going to give you a deal like you cannot believe. They're your neighbors. And the money stays local. Head on down to Redding Crown Motors, down on 555 Cypress Avenue, or give them a call at 223-2177. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell and the service they provide. Redding Crown Motors. Okay, we were getting ready. We shooed all the children out, mm-hmm. but we left. We left Angela here because Angela is the singer. So we had a request. Some people calling in saying, are we going to have any music on this? So give it to us.
Okay. This one's Home on Christmas Day. And now I promise you, with all my heart, it's Christmas, that all the love we shared will never go away. Your spirit's everywhere, and I hope you know that I'll be waiting here, home on Christmas Day, home on Christmas Day.
All right. Gosh, Angela Baumgartner, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. They're going to go, they're out there making personal appearances today. So that was really nice. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for being on. Dr. Jen Powers is going to be on at 8:05 today. Your people are writing in and calling in because she also is in the middle of the battle with the Resource Development Department there at Shasta County. And it's going to be interesting to hear what she says. You can, the last thing we want to hit here before we get out of there is, you know, the Middle East is heating up again. Israel has been hit with 50 rockets in the last 2 days. They've been having 2 days nonstop of airstrikes, except when the president of Egypt was there. And, you know, trying to work up some kind of peace plan, but it's not happening. So Israel has called up 16,000 troops. They have moved tanks and personnel carriers closer to the Gaza Strip. There's going to be a fight. And this was not started by the Israelis. So what's going to happen now? I have not seen, I believe I've seen President Obama say, hey, we've got to keep a calm head here. But we've got another battle starting in the Middle East, in the Gaza Strip. 50 missiles, airstrikes, tanks, 16,000 of the reservists called up. This tells me that something's going to happen. Now, the last time that Israel, you know, went in there, they did it under the leadership of a man who had never been in combat. Their prime minister had never been in combat. He was a lawyer. And what happened? For the first time, the Israelis went into Palestine, and they didn't win. Not only did they not win, it was a close battle there. Because for weeks beforehand, we're going to come in there, we're going to spank you, or you guys got to stop this, stop it, stop it, stop it. They didn't do what the Israelis usually do. They didn't go in, I mean, full, all the way to the wall, go for it. and they had a they had the prime minister was had been never been in combat, never been in the military. Now, do you have to be in combat and be in the military to be a great leader? No. But it in something like this, and maybe they should have. Anyway, they've changed, of course, prime ministers since then. Anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what happens over this weekend because I don't think it's going to get any better. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. When we come back, Dr. Jen Powers is going to be with us in the battle she's having with Shasta County and permits and getting a building permit and a business permit. Wait till you hear this. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Is there common ground on the edge of the fiscal cliff?
We have some urgent business to do.
President Obama and leaders of Congress meeting now at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
The president and congressional leaders were all smiles as they began their meeting.
My hope is that this is going to be the beginning of a fruitful process where we're able to come to an agreement.
The president wants that agreement to include higher tax rates on wealthier Americans. But Republicans say they won't support raising tax rates, instead offering to raise tax revenue with a reform of the tax code. Now, it's not clear yet whether they'll try to achieve a grand bargain before year's end or agree to a short extension and let the next Congress sort it out. Dave?
Mike, is David Petraeus telling a different story to Congress about Libya. A week after he resigned over an affair, he testifies on Capitol Hill where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
And he told the House Intelligence Committee he said all along the attacks on the U.S. mission in Benghazi were the work of terrorists. Not so, says New York Republican Peter King.
And that is not my recollection of what he told us on September 14th.
But Maryland Democrat Dutch Ruppersberger says things change as new intel is gathered.
In the initial situation, this is what they understood. But then the investigation evolved.
And when it did, he says the CIA clarified its assessment. Dave?
Rich, Wisconsin is opting out of Obamacare. Governor Scott Walker joining other Republican-led states, deciding not to set up a health insurance exchange, instead leaving that responsibility to the federal government. If you love Hostess, time to stock up.
Strawberry cupcakes, Twinkies for the kids.
He's shopping in Sacramento as Hostess goes out of business amid a strike during a bankruptcy. All its bakeries and outlets will close. More than 18,000 jobs will be lost. The iconic products like Wonder Bread could be sold to somebody else. The rockets keep coming from Gaza. The latest ones hitting Jerusalem as Israel keeps up its deadly counterattacks on Palestinian targets. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Right now, I'm standing in a hole. A 300-foot deep hole, to be exact. But even though I'm down here, I'm still connected to the entire job site. Because I have the new Sprint Direct Connect with apps like Workforce Locator. That lets me know my foreman, Mike, is...
Yeah, I'm here.
And I have three times the coverage, so I know that my most important delivery...
Just arrived.
And as part of the fastest push-to-talk, I can assemble my team the moment I need them. Guys?
On our way.
So now I can focus on turning this hole into a hotel.
Upgrade to the new Done. The new Sprint Direct Connect with three times the coverage and access to the fastest push-to-talk experience nationwide. Now when you buy one Motorola Admiral Rugged smartphone for $49.99, you'll get one free. To upgrade, call 800-SPRINT-1 or visit a Sprint store near you. Offer ends 1/10/13. Offer available to corporate liable accounts. Excludes taxes. Two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee per device. Fastest claim based on initial setup time for push-to-talk calls originating in Nextel or Sprint-owned 3G coverage. Coverage claim based on comparison of Nextel National Network square miles to Sprint National Network inclusive of roaming. Restrictions apply. See store.
Now more on that continued bloodshed between the Israelis and Palestinians. Fox News Radio's Emily Withers live in Jerusalem.
We heard the air raid sirens here in Jerusalem. Israeli media reporting that two rockets hit open areas just outside Jerusalem. It's the first time rockets from Gaza have targeted here. Two rockets also reached Israel's largest city, Tel Aviv, earlier. Again, no damage or injuries caused. Israel edging closer to a ground invasion, with 16,000 reservists being called up and tanks gathering at the border. Israel has stepped up its strikes on Gaza from the sea and air, and 22 Palestinians have been killed, some of them civilians. Dave?
Emily, a homegrown terrorist. His face life in prison today.
Adis Madun Yanin will be sentenced in a federal court later today. He had been convicted earlier this year in a plot to attack the New York City subways as a suicide bomber in 2009. He was accused by prosecutors of plotting with two high school classmates and receiving training by Al-Qaeda with them in Pakistan. They intended to wear backpack bombs and detonate themselves, but they abandoned the plan at the last minute. The admitted mastermind, Najee Belazizi, and another co-conspirator testified against Madun Yanin at the trial. In New York, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
On the day after a freight train crashed into a wounded veterans parade float in Midland, Texas, we're told it was four vets aged 34 to 47 who died.
There was another float, another parade float ahead of this one that safely cleared the crossing. Then as the second one tried to do so, the collision, once the horn sounded, there were reports of some people jumping off of the float as if they had some kind of a heads up, and some made it out of the way just in time.
Fox's Casey Stegall, 16 others were injured. One is critical. On Wall Street, a little more selling this morning. The Dow is down 15 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:05 in the morning on November the 16th. Our lines are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can get in our chat room. We've got this hour is going to be one also of battle. Not in here. Just talking about people's battle they've had with various departments here about permitting and regulations with Shasta County. Linda is down and see at the Red Line. They're getting ready for the Mercy Guild Christmas Tree Fantasy, and there's going to be a fashion show today that she's emceeing, as am I. So they're down there putting the final touches on that. So that's where Linda is. Bad Bob's here with the weather.
Well, looks like if you wanted rain, you're going to get it over the next 48 hours or so. Overcast showers with showers off and on. Definite rain by tomorrow night. Looking about a half an inch total rainfall. Steady rain happening also on Sunday. And currently in Redding, 49 degrees. And the report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, you know, last night was pizza night. They are having great dinners tonight. Tomorrow they got brunches, lunches. Yes, but you have to give them a call at 474-5546. 474-5546. And they're doing other things. They've got sporting clays. They have horseback rides. There's all types of things available up in Anselmo Vineyards. Okay, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak, for our morning update. Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are in negative territory, though they are much improved off the lows of the day, and they appear to be settling into narrow trading ranges. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 19 points at 12,522. The S&P 500 down 4 points at 1349, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 11 points at 2826. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 334 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $11.98 at 513.64. Qualcomm up 20 cents at 61.48, and Microsoft down 20 cents at 26.46. Of local interest, PG&E up 25 cents at $40.42. Home Depot's adding 39 cents at 61.64, and Reading Bank of Commerce up 2 cents at 4.43. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.58%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.25%. Oil's up $1.07 a barrel at $86.52, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $1.65 an ounce at $17.13.54, while silver's down 26 cents at $32.33. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 here in the morning. If you want to stop by and talk to them face-to-face, of course, you head on down to Park Marina Drive, or you give them a call at 243-7561, our Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay. Hey, a lot of things happening this weekend. Of course, the fashion show today, but tomorrow, at the mall, at the Mount Shasta Mall. Linda's going to be there, and it's going to start at 5 o'clock. A great Christmas show.
It's going to have Elf, a 6 foot five Elf is going to be there. Santa will be there. Music. They're going to have the children with ringing the bells. It's going to be just a great show for kids and family down at the Mount Shasta Mall. Starts around 5 o'clock. So head on down there, get to see Santa and all that. Also for tomorrow, we have the Classic Cafe presents a spaghetti dinner and music to benefit the Vietnam Veterans Monument. We've been talking about this. It's tomorrow, November 17th. It starts at 5 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for children under 10. And all the money goes for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Also tomorrow, Christmas for the Troops, a dinner and dance fundraiser and packaging event to send packages to the troops. And we have, by the way, we've got a National Guard unit from right here in the North State that's deployed to Afghanistan right now. Anyway, that starts at around 4:30 and with the social hour, and they also are going to have music and dancing, a pasta dinner by the A-team. Adults are $13, and if you figure the shipping cost for one of these packages is about $13, so everything's being donated. Now, where do you drop off stuff? Because they still need things for the packaging. Come right down here to the office, KCNR. 1326 Market Street, go to McDonald's, go to Tri-County Banks, Tobacco and Brew, and drop off those things you know that they could use. Jerky, cookies, adhesive tape, bags, hygiene products for men and women. It's just, the list is endless. You can check it out for ChristmasForTheTroops.org. Now, we've pretty much filled up our big barrel here, but come on down and we'll make more room. We'll just take bags with us too from out of here at KCNR. All right, we're going to take a break. Now, when we come back, Dr. Jen Powers is with us, and Jen Powers has had a battle with the county that's gone on for at least 2 years. And we're going to talk about what's happening. And, everybody is very familiar with the Anselmo battle with the county, but there's a lot of other people also that also have been having problems. And let's hear what's happened on to her. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Americans, you know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me at the Mount Shasta Mall this Saturday night, November 17th, for the first snowfall. There'll be special musical performances. The first 200 kids get a free gift and a picture with Santa. Be the first to see Santa as he arrives. We start the winter magic with tree lighting and the first snowfall of the season. Join me for On the Spot with Linda Bott, 5 p.m. at the Mount Shasta Mall this Saturday, November 17th. See you in Center Court.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
Yeah. Ruling the world. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. That was Russ Maul when he was on our show. And I said, what exactly does the department do? And he was very succinct when he said it.
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
Wow. Love it. Hey, our guest is Dr. Jen Powers, a veterinarian from here in the North State. I should say she's at Bella Vista in her practice. But you came to our attention. Somebody sent us an email about you and what was going on with you and the problems you were having with the county. And in fact, this happened the day, this was happening around the time Russ Maul was on our show last February, I believe, Bob told me. And when I asked Russ about it, and he had comments off the air, you know, it fit perfectly with what I understand what you've been saying. But Dr. Jen Powers, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, you know what, we're really glad to be able to have here that, you know, when nothing is perfect. We have great government workers. We have a great county. I just think the world of the people that work really hard. I've had such great experiences, but there are things that don't work. And a lot of it is, in a lot of times it's a leadership edge where the leadership says, do it this way. And it's not really, it has an impact on people that perhaps because they draw their pay every 2 weeks and they don't have to go out there and sign these things and build a business. They don't understand this in some of the leadership positions. But let me turn this over to you. What has been the problem that you've faced here with Shasta County?
Well, I'm going to give you the quick Reader's Digest version to catch you up to speed here. It started in September of 2009. I had a shoulder replacement and took that opportunity to leave Brink Veterinary Clinic in Palo Cedro because they had made many promises of expansion, et cetera, and nothing was happening or advancing at that clinic, and I felt my clients needed better care. So I chose to start my own practice and started to work out of my home and a mobile unit in 2010 and obtained a mobile permit with some exception to bring home large animals for treatment. And keeping in mind I'm working out of a 26-foot motorhome and less than 400 square feet of barn space, and in 2011, with that client base, I was voted the best vet in NorCal by Enjoy Magazine. And so I realized it was going to grow and be bigger, and I was going to need more space, and it was going to need a use permit to become a full veterinary clinic. Well, in the meantime, the neighbors, which I believe that Wyatt Paxton alluded to, Michelle and Carrie Peterman, yeah, had already...
We had Wyatt, what the doctor's talking about, we had Wyatt Paxton on, and his whole job is to get permits to meet all the permitting regulations,
yes,
and that's what his job is. And he's worked in that business and everything, so he is helping.
Oh, he's excellent. He's the one who kept me going through this whole thing. The Petermans had already started multiple complaints to the county against me having the use permit available to me, unbeknownst to me, and they started. That's when Rick Simon came out and said, you know, we really need to start moving this use permit along because we're getting complaints. And
now Rick Simon is the number two person
and said, you know, I really encourage you, you know, there shouldn't be a problem to get this through. And if you read the code, it clearly says that a large animal veterinary clinic is acceptable for my zoning. And if you read it further, it says that any like use can also be acceptable, and that Russ Mole, or the head of the department, has the ultimate decision to say yes or no to that.
But the number two man said, no problem,
go for it. Put your $4,500 use permit fee in, and let's start the motion. So I did, and I was encouraged to ask for positive input from clients, And I did, and Bill Walker told me that there was over 200 positive letters written to the county and emailed to the county.
Now, who's Bill Walker?
Bill Walker was the planner that was assigned to my use permit.
The county planner. Okay,
county
so
planner.
You had over 200 people saying, hey, this is a great idea. You have Rick Simon, the number two man in the Resource Development Department, saying this is a great
yep.
job. Okay.
All the way up until 9 days before the October public hearing to approve the use permit, at which time Rick Simon asked us to come in and speak with him and said that Russ Moll was pulling his approval or his support from the planning department for the project. So we decided to...
No, wait a minute. Now, so 9 days before, you've been getting... You had hundreds of people saying it's a great idea. You had the number two man, and I'm not trying to lead you. I just want to make sure everybody understands. You had the number two man in resource development.
Planning department.
Or planning department say, yeah, okay, this is a go. And 9 days before, it was pulled.
And in that period of time, through the use permit process, the buildings had to be put up to commercial code, and all the other agricultural buildings on the property had to be put up to code. And I spent about $35,000 to $40,000 doing that. So here I am in October.
Based on the premises that all this was going to work.
That there was going to be a business there that would return those monies to me.
All right. We need to take a break right now. So we've set this up. So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about impacts here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Dr. Jen Powers, and her story about what's happened with trying just to expand her veterinary business here in Shasta County, and the number two man saying go, and it changing at the last second. We'll be right back.
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
Tom Woods, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to encourage everybody who needs kerosene to please order now. Don't wait till winter. Prices will go up. If you're thinking about upgrading your heater, now's the time. Some folks are trading in their older ones and stepping up to a new Toyotomi, more efficient heater. We have a full line of portable heaters also. Our delivery drivers are out in full force, so give Danny a call and get on the list. Remember, when you hang up the phone, look out the window. Our trucks are probably sitting there. We also have a pay-forward account, so give Sherry a call and she'll walk you through that. Kathy's still selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallon to 25, and also forklift bottles, so stop by and give us a try. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helper, serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004. Over 50 wonderful caregivers providing assisted living, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded and insured from Home Helpers. Call Sharon to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment at 226-8350. Sharon Clark has started her business and is an outstanding one. Okay, our guest, Dr. Jen Powers, we're talking about the battle she's had with the county. And, okay, going back real quickly, you were told by Rick Simon that this business permit would be no problem. You put in for it. You made $40,000 or more improvements to the property, so you to bring it up to code. And then you had over 200 people writing in saying, we need this. And 9 days before you were supposed to be issued the permit, Russ Moll
withdrew support from the planning department. And basically, when you go to the commission, the planning commission, if you don't have the planning department behind you, you're not going to get it. So what we asked for was basically a delay from the October meeting to November, because in 9 days, you know, just kind of hit on the side of the head, to sit back and kind of think about what's going on and what possibly, how should we approach this. So it was either continue to fight the system or try to look for other ways to deal with it. And in that month, the two neighbors, there's five neighbors on the street, two of the neighbors escalated, the Petermans escalated to the point of petty theft, which Carrie Peterman was convicted of, and harassment, slander, and libel. The Bartaldos and Hansons unlawfully detained people, blocking the easement and threatening clients to the point that we had to call 911. And that's when I stepped back and said, I'm not going to put my clients through this. They deserve to come into a good place with good karma. And even if I got the permit and kept fighting, it would never be like that. So I started looking for other possibilities and stumbled upon a property on the corner of Old Alturas and Deschutes that was in foreclosure and bankruptcy, and decided to put in an offer on that. So I did that, and I went into Bill Walker and the planning department and asked if they would transfer my use permit to the Bella Vista property, which they were very happy to do because they were trying to escape the threatening lawyer letters from the neighbors and try to get out of this mess that they'd gotten themselves into. And so in December, the Bella Vista use permit was approved. So in the meantime, they were kind enough to transfer the use permit money from the one location to the other. There's no way to recuperate the money.
So you didn't lose money for that. So that was a good move.
Right.
On that, that was good.
Couldn't not ever recover the money in improvements. That will never happen.
So the money that you spent because you thought you were going to have the business, the $40,000 is gone.
So, yes, I have a very nice, empty, you know, home office at home. So, unfortunately, that Bella Vista property was in bankruptcy, which takes quite a while to go through escrow, and Rick Simon was fully aware of this, and so it could close in February. And in the meantime, knowing that I had gotten the use permit for the new building in Bella Vista, and I was waiting for escrow to close to do extensive repairs on this building that had been run into the ground, Rick Simon approved to put a lien against my private property, where I had asked for the original use permit, stating that I was still in violation. To me, insult to injury, really? I'm the one who made the decision.
So Rick, this is after Rick Simon said you could do it, and then now you, okay, look, all right, fine. Transfer my permitting over to another place. I'm not going to do business there. And then Rick Simon puts a lien against your property?
Lien against
even
my
though
property.
You're not doing anything there?
I'm still using my mobile unit there, which I still have a use permit to do for.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Insult to injury, goes ahead and slaps a lien on it.
What's the lien for?
The lien is for violation of operating a veterinary business without a use permit, knowing full well that I'm moving to Bella Vista, but I can't get into the building until February and do the repairs, so I'll be in there in March, and he still puts the lien on the property, which is really, you know, it's not a big cost or anything. It's just a complete insult. I mean, on top of I'm the one who made the decision, I'm the one who took the brunt of it. I'm the one who lost the money.
This is after Rick cost you $40,000.
$40,000.
This is all according to Dr. Powers, by the way.
Yes.
You know, we don't have 1,000 fact checkers here, but we have heard this from different things. Right. And we invite Rick Simon to come on and for his side of it, of course, and Russ Mall one more time. Come on and tell us their side. Of course, they are welcome and consider this an invitation. Please come on. We're more than happy to hear your side of it, and we'll get you on immediately.
Well, I would. Rick Simon, interestingly enough, you know, he very much backed up saying, you know, he basically blamed Russ Mull for everything, said that, you know, I can't do anything. I'm second in command. I'm just the person. You know, don't shoot the messenger. And he repeatedly tried to be very nice to us but said there's nothing I can do to help
you.
Well,
why would Russ Mull?
I have no idea. I asked to meet with him for over 18 months through emails, letters, lawyers, and he absolutely refused to talk to me.
How about Glenn Hawes, your supervisor?
Glenn Hawes came to my house of his own accord outside of a public meeting environment and sat down, good old buddy style, and said, oh, this is no problem. You're a total shoo-in. We'll get this use permit through, no problem. And when all the shit hit the fan,
Wait a minute. Did that work?
I hope so. Now, apologies to people listening on the stream because that does not affect our button does not affect what goes out on the stream. But for on air listeners, that should have worked.
Okay, we just kind of pushed the delay button there. In fact, we're getting ready to break for news. We'll be right back. Dr. Jim Powers is our guest.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama calls it urgent business.
We've got to make sure that taxes don't go up on middle-class families, that our economy remains strong, that we're creating jobs.
That was right before he met with congressional leaders, including Republicans, looking for a way to find a compromise to avoid looming tax increases and spending cuts next year. A week after he resigned as CIA director over an affair, David Petraeus testifies about Libya.
What he did today was tell us where, through the process of evaluating ongoing intelligence, the story changed.
That's Republican Congressman Joe Heck. Petraeus says he believed within 24 hours it was a terror attack that killed four Americans. So Fox's Catherine Herridge says the big question remains.
Who made these changes to the talking points that were provided to Ambassador Susan Rice?
Rice, 5 days after the attack, blamed it on protests over an anti-Muslim video. And there's a fire on an oil drilling platform off the coast of Louisiana. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable feed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl in the Bot, 8:35 in the morning. It is the 16th of November. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. And you feel manly after you get a haircut there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Okay, our guest is Dr. Jen Powers. And we've been, okay. All right, now you've got to lean on your property. Okay, let me catch up, everybody. You put in for a use permit and a business permit to expand your veterinary practice out in Palo Cedro. Rick Simon came out and said there's no problem with that, so you spent $40,000 or more on your getting your buildings up to code and all that. 9 days before it's supposed to go to the committee, Russ Maul pulls his support from it. Now, he may never support it, we don't know, but Rick Simon, his number two man, is the one that said it. He's out there the whole thing. Glenn Hawes, your supervisor, comes out and says, oh, we'll get this fixed. Well, it obviously wasn't fixed, and so you said, okay, look, I've had it. I'm going to open up the business in Bella Vista. But they did transfer your permit, that $4,500. It's like, hooray for the county. But then while you're getting that, and because it's taken a while to get it fixed up, the building, you're still operating out there because that's your business, that's how you pay your bills, the whole thing. Rick Simon comes out and puts a lien on your property because you're not supposed to be out there. Well, you left. Okay, that was in February.
Yeah, so
around that. So in March, though, you moved your whole practice over to the new place.
Yes, March 23rd.
But they won't remove the lien because?
Because I called Rick Simon. Actually, I emailed him and asked him to come remove the lien now that we had moved in. And he said that the normal time frame for reinspection was 6 months. And if I wanted it to be reinspected before that, I could pay the fee.
Okay, now, so they've got a lien on your property. They just ran right out and stuck that on there.
No problem.
You know, this is sounding familiar. Maybe it's a little bit further north up towards Shingletown. And they're more than happy to go out there and hit you with the lien. But when you say, okay, look, I've moved. Would you mind taking the lien off my property? Oh, now it's going to take up to 6 months. And by the way, we can do it next week, but you have to pay me to do it.
Yeah.
Good. The more I learn, the more educated I am. Okay, now. We're still not finished. Oh,
so
we have more, my friends. There's more.
We're in Bella Vista, and it's a wonderful place. All the repairs, cleaning, everything has been done by volunteer clients. So that was a pretty amazing event to have a group of people come out and turn this horrendous piece of property into a beautiful place and help move all the stalls and the round pen and paint, you name it, they did it. Had wonderful community support and acceptance, people coming and thanking us for fixing up the property and meeting us and grateful that we were there. So I need a barn, since that's the only thing that I can't bring with me onto the property. So I put in for a building permit for the barn. Brett Hale was my checker, my plan checker. And we worked with him, if you want to call it that, for 5 months between myself and Wyatt Paxton. To get a barn permitted. Then, mind you, this is a metal barn that is fully engineered by a reputable company. 5 months.
And it takes them 2 days to set it up, right?
Yep. So okay. For 5 months, we try to communicate with Brett Hale for his. He keeps sending us ambiguous corrections. We try to satisfy them. He keeps sending them back. And finally, they hire a new plan checker called Dale Fletcher, who agrees to meet with us, which Brett never did, and we all sit down, and within 3 days had the permit.
Okay, so the county sent somebody out to talk with you.
No, the county actually finally hired.
Oh, they hired somebody.
Hired a new plan checker because Brett is going to retire.
Well, maybe.
Thank goodness.
Okay, these are all comments from Dr. Powers, by the way.
And just my opinion.
And we welcome everybody back on. Rick Simon, Russ Maul, anybody that has anything to do with this, we welcome you to come on the show here.
So I received the phone call saying your plans have been approved. That's terrific. And you need to go to the school board because you owe them $900 in school impact fees for a barn. And you owe $7,000 to the Department of Resource Management for development fees for a barn.
Okay, now is your barn someplace like right on the road? So, I mean, do you need parking there? Is that why $7,000? Is that just that the cost of a barn?
They said that it is an enclosed space, and therefore it's going to have traffic impact fees. I'm not sure when horses started driving, but... And I'm not sure when they started to go to school.
Does everybody else that build a barn, does it cost you $7,000?
No, because I am considered a business, I believe, is how I was blessed with this.
Okay.
So, what is that for, I asked. You know, why do I have to pay this? Well, this is for putting into the general fund so that we can do infrastructure into the community where these businesses are growing. And I say, well, great then. We're going to see improvements in Bella Vista, which has no sidewalks, no street lamps, no bike lanes. I watch the kids get dropped off from the school bus in front of the United States Post Office in the gutter. And I think this is terrific. So... I'm not complaining about that. I pay it. I put up my barn. And then I try to scrape the dirt in front of my fencing area, which is 10 feet from the curb to my fence. And Public Works come by, and they say, well, you have to cease and desist because you're in a public easement area. And if you do any changes here, you need a permit. And I said, well, I have a use permit. And they said, well, that doesn't obtain to changing a public easement. But you can very happily apply for that for $80, and in doing so, we will review your plan, and if we approve it, you will be responsible for the cost of it, the maintenance of it, and then you assume the liability for that public easement. And I said, what happened to the $6,000 I paid you guys to improve the community? And I still haven't received an answer. So okay. That's where I am now.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Dr. Jen Powers is our guest, and her, we start talking about, you know, people go after... RC and Somo, because RC and Somo is facing these same things as many other have at a higher scale, and he finally said, I'm fighting you. I'm not going to take this. And he has become, you know, he became a whipping boy for people. Oh, he's a rich person. He's just a rich person doing this. And you know what? It's not just him. My friends, Dr. Jim Powers is just the first one. We're lining them up to come in here on how we can fix this, because the people that are our small business owners that don't make $250,000 a year, they're not going to be taxed like that, but they're trying to keep their businesses going, and we're not helping them. So, but again, Russ Maul, Rick Simon, we invite you back on to discuss this thing with and have Dr. Jen Powers here and Wyatt Passion, who does the permits. Well, you are more than welcome to come on anytime you tell me, and I will move people. We'll be right back after these messages.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, I didn't know you played golf. How's your game?
Well, Sugar Bear, my inner bear loves golf, but my back is killing me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've hit over 1,000 golf balls today, because I'm hoping to get an invitation to play in the next tour event.
Well, buddy, I don't know if I can cure that awful slice of yours, but I do know one place where there's always a standing invitation, breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
You mean Black Bear Diner?
Yep. Just like Sunday dinner at Grandma's, you're always welcome for homestyle comfort food classics at Black Bear Diner.
Mmm, that pot roast with all the fixings, a huge chicken fried steak with creamy mashed potatoes and country gravy, or maybe even some breakfast. It's served all day, you know,
Yeah, I do know. You can have anything you want, Papa Bear. Put down the driver, grab your keys, and let's go where there's always a welcome.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music? Need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's down there getting ready for the Christmas tree fantasy thing and the fashion show today, which somehow I've been roped into. But I am looking forward to it because I get just to stand there and look at beautiful women. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Is the price competitive? Should be. Do they offer senior discounts and veterans discounts? They should. Shasta Gas Propane takes care of over 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Locally owned, family operated, every employee is safety trained and service oriented. They care about their customers. It's getting cold. This weekend it's going to be rainy. It's 46 degrees. It's going to be rainy and cool and cold. It started. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Okay. Our guest is Dr. Jim Powers, a veterinarian who settled in our area 17 years ago, when she first became a veterinarian. And she's had up until, 2 years ago, never had any problems or anything. You know, I hate to ask this question, but it seems to be coming up more and more, lately. Fear of government. If you see one of the county trucks coming by, what do you think?
If I see that county emblem on a truck, on a building, on a letterhead, or emails from them, it's fearful because I'm expecting the next hit. What else are they going to do? And how much more can I possibly take? Because I am at ends meet. I am almost out of money. And I think if they hit me with one more thing, I'm not going to be able to do this.
So you spent... The permit for this barn is a third of the cost of the barn.
Yeah.
And you could have changed that if somebody up front had said, okay, you know, this is how much, you know, you're putting in this permits, this is how much it's going to be. And then at that point, before the barn was built, you could have said, well, wait a minute, then I'm going to take the sides off this barn, which I don't really want to do, but I can. And now it's no longer an enclosed building. I mean, it's for horses. Come on, yes. Horses.
If it did not have four walls, then a lot of the fees, especially the school fees, would have been completely waived. But I was not pre-told about any of this. And I have multiple emails to Rick Simon and Dale Fletcher asking them for reconsideration because it's an unoccupied building and a barn where horses are housed for hospitalization, and, you know, they simply refused. And, you know, the other ironic thing about the barn is, and they completely held to their arguments, they forced us to make it ADA compatible. Now you take...
Oh, I love this.
You take sedated horses...
Everybody listening...
Sedated horses in an environment and throw a person, let's say, in a wheelchair or even someone on crutches going by a sedated horse. It clearly says in both the state and the federal ADA regulations that you do not require a path of travel for any disabled person if it puts other persons or peoples in danger. Now, I would say any person unable to move quickly, whether they have a broken foot or they have a permanent disability, would be in severe danger around a sedated horse.
Well, you know, any large animal that's in pain,
yes,
and something like this. So, but you have to make that ADA compliant. Now.
And that's what they did.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so it seems to me is that we have people that have got their names in the book, got their faces in books. They've never run businesses before. That they're, oh, this is what it says. This is the law. This is what the law says. Instead of looking at things and going, okay, this is what the law says, but it also says, look at this portion of the law. They only look at one portion. And I've had people tell me before that, you know, how do you do your traffic study? And they take it out of a book. Okay, you're a smaller business. You're not a small business, but you're not a large business. So we average it. And their averages are so far off on traffic, but you still have to pay for that. Now, your choice then is to do your own traffic study, which is going to be even more than the exorbitant fees they're charging you already. Okay. Come on, one more break, and we'll come back in and finish this up. But is there any doubt, my friends? You know, you look at the front page of the paper, the last code inspector's leaving. Russ Maul is retiring. They can't keep people there. Other people have left. There's something going on in the division. What are supervisors doing about it? And Glenn Hawes, who is your supervisor, didn't do anything, obviously.
No, and he has not returned my emails regarding all of the current issues ongoing.
Well, he's gone. Pam Giacomini is here, and I hope you have talked to Pam Giacomini.
I plan on it.
Because if you haven't, this is a fighter. Pam Giacomini cares. And we'll fight for you. And I think that you need to get in touch with her as soon as you can. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Back down. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, Carl and the Bot. Back down. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson, Ride an Icon. It's getting close to Christmas. It's time for that present. You want one. They have new ones. They have previously owned Harleys out there. And you know what? And the sales tax is going up. It's going up, my friends, in January. Taxes are going up in January. Get that motorcycle debt now. Head on down there to 1268 Twinview Boulevard and buy yourself a quality machine, a Harley Davidson. Talk to Nathan. Talk to Ernie. Give him a call at 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley Davidson. I want to remind everybody again tomorrow at the Mount Shasta Mall. Linda's going to have a big show there. Santa's going to be there. They're going to have elves. They're going to have Frosty will be there. They're going to have bell ringers, everything. They're going to have a 6'5" elf. If you've never seen that, you need to. And, of course, Christmas for the Troops at the Redding Civic Auditorium and the Vietnam Veterans Monument Dinner at the Redding Memorial Veterans Hall. There's a lot of things going on, my friends, concerned veterans. You know, we've got to remember our veterans, especially at this time of the year. Okay, Dr. Jen Powers, we're going to finish up here, is our guest, and her battle with the county. I mean, it's all documented here and everything. And, again, we welcome Russ Mall or Rick Simon to come back and, you know, give us, say, hey, okay, no, this is really what happened here. This is when we have misunderstandings, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you could protest these fines, right? Or you could, protest is not the right word.
Appeal.
Appeal these fines. Where does the appeal go to?
Exactly. It goes right back to the same people that assessed them to begin with.
So there's no other place in between?
No.
Okay. There's supposed to be, I understand it, in Shasta County, there's supposed to be a Board of Appeals.
Yes, we want to thank chat room participant Tourette's for this information that a Board of Appeals is required under state law. For 20 years, Shasta County has simply never bothered to convene one. It is described as a Board of Special Competency, states exactly the professional background of who can and must be seated on the board. And according to our information here, the county has simply ignored that requirement.
Well, you know what? Now, this is from a listener, and I'd be glad to hear from the county to say that, oh, no, we have a Board of Appeals. See, anytime there's an appeal, you should be able to go to somebody. Otherwise, if it doesn't go, there's nobody there, and the people that have already, you know, laid the fines or whatever it is on you, then who do you go to? You go to the supervisors, and in this case, Glenn Hawes.
Yeah, you go right back to the corrupt circle you started in. It doesn't get you outside of the circle.
And again, this is Dr. Jen Powers and her experiences with the county right now, and in her words, we of course welcome anybody from the department, Glenn Hawes, anything to discuss this with us on the air and with Jen or anybody else that has come in. The big thing we have here is there's no Board of Appeals. You know, people talk about R.C. Anselmo and his battle with Shasta County, which is costing hundreds of thousands of tax dollars, by the way, to lawyers that are down in L.A., but that we ignore the fact that there's dozens, maybe more than that, like Dr. Powers here, that's in a battle with the county government over their permits and stuff. And it's cost you, so far, it's cost you, it must be over $100,000.
At least.
They're
supposed to be public servants. They're supposed to be our friends. They're supposed to guide us through the codes and help build small businesses, help build the community. I don't understand why they make it such a fight, such a struggle, why they provide us with such animosity that, you know, you get to the point of frustration where, you know, I own property in Palisadro that I will not build a house on now because I will never deal with the Building and Planning Department again. I mean, it should not be that way. We should not be afraid of our government and our officials. They should be our caretakers, and they are not.
Well, and if our government officials are not our caretakers, I mean, if the people in there. And again, let me say this. Let me say this about our county workers. I can't say enough about them. You know, the city and the county workers, electrical guys out in all times, our police, our firemen, just the people working in the tax areas. I mean, they're so helpful. But the leadership, it's the leadership in from those departments, it's the leadership down. So if you have great departments out there to work with, it's because the leadership's there. If you've got departments that are a battle, it's the leadership there. And where are our supervisors? Where are our supervisors taking care of us? I mean, they're elected to do that. And this, if this was a single thing, a single entity,
this is happening to, I'd say, well, maybe, you know, maybe you're the one that's having problems with it. But it is multiple. And trust me, we are going to have more in the future coming in there talking about exactly the same thing. The only thing they want to do is work with these departments. And they have no place to go to. All right. Dr. Jen Powers, thank you a lot for coming in. I know,
you
have to lay, a lot of things out. I mean, this is an impact on you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you having me, and I certainly hope that we can have positive things come out of it as we grow
and
develop.
That's the whole thing. We want Shasta County to grow.
Yes.
We want it to be a streamlined position, is that if you want to expand a business, it's not going to be battle.
Yeah.
And we didn't even get into some of the things because, you know what, there's even things you can't even say because, you know, it's conjecture and all that. And we don't do that. We, again, welcome the people from the Department of Resources to come on and talk to us. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I hope you have a great weekend and a Christmas and a Thanksgiving, as I hope everybody does.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, we're going to be back Monday, and we got a full week next week, too. Trust me. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama and congressional leaders sitting down at the White House trying to hammer out a deal on the deficit. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is there live.
Saying their job now is to find some common ground, President Obama began his first meeting with congressional leaders on the so-called fiscal cliff.
We've got to make sure that taxes don't go up on middle-class families, that our economy remains strong, that we're creating jobs.
When it wrapped up just a few minutes ago, House Speaker John Boehner said he offered some common ground.
To show our seriousness, we've put revenue on the table, as long as it's accompanied by significant spending cuts.
The big question is where the revenue would come from. The president insists on raising tax rates on wealthier Americans. Republicans favor reform of the tax code. Chris?
Thanks, Mike. He resigned last week over an affair. Now this morning, former CIA director in Congress, David Petraeus, that is, testifying about the consulate attack in Benghazi, Libya. Live at the Capitol, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson.
And members of both the House and Senate in